You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Here's a program from our archives. It can change color from white to deep purple, and also change its skin texture from spiky to smooth. Today we're singing the praises of that eight-legged invertebrate, the octopus. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Tammy Gray is a museum specialist at the National Zoo in Washington, D.C. The zoo is home to a number of octopus who frequently surprise the staff with their ingenuity.
We've had octopus here that could open up a jar with his food in it. We put the food in the jar, we show him what we're putting in there, we give him the jar, and he'll just unscrew the lid and take the food out. We haven't trained him to give us the jar back yet, so we have to scoop it out. But then he just drops the jar, and it's neat. When he takes the lid off, he kind of starts putting an arm in, and he can put a couple arms just pouring into a peanut butter jar.
Octopus have also been known to squeeze their bodies through passageways no larger than a quarter.
The octopus has no bones. It has nothing hard except for that beak, and that's what enables it to squeeze through anything. It'll start with one little tip of its arm, and it'll go through and feel it, and then pretty soon it'll just completely stretch out into a thin tube. So I've seen videos where it is going through basically a piece of clear PVC tubing, the whole thing. Even though the mantle can be the size of a basketball, it can squeeze down into a little tube.
For transcripts of this and other programs in our series, please visit our website at www.pulseplanet.com. You've been listening to a program from our archives. Hey, check out our website, pulseplanet.com, for news of my latest project. It's a novel. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.